December 8, obstinacy, barrier to all improvement. I know that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass, Isaiah 48:4. Obstinacy is a bad trait of character, and if not overcome, is the means of doing a great deal of harm. He who is obstinate will not yield whatever sentiment he may entertain. Narrowness of mind is a cause of obstinacy. There are men of intellectual capacity who have allowed obstinacy to develop in their character, and they refuse to believe things that are right because they themselves did not originate them. Obstinacy is a barrier to all improvement. An obstinate man will not be readily convinced of anything which his sight cannot take in. He does not know what it means to walk by faith. He adheres to his own plans and opinions, be they right or wrong, because he has already adopted this line of thought. He may have abundant reason to see that he is wrong. His brethren may raise their voices against his opinions and his methods for making a success of the work, but he cherishes an almost immovable bar against conviction. He will suggest sentiments that are unsanctified by the experience or judgment of men who are fully as intelligent and as wise as he is. He will make assertions as though he had all the aftersight and will uphold his ideas as all sufficient. Self has for so long been the ruling element that the unfortunate man considers it a virtue to have, as he thinks, a mind of his own. If his way is not followed, he will raise objections on every occasion in small matters and in large. He will hold to his words whether they are true or entirely false. This practice, often repeated, grows into confirmed habit and becomes character. By two or three who have made criticism their science, who take a position in opposition to nearly everything, the very best business can be dragged down to a low level. They can plant more seeds of doubt than they would wish to see ripen into harvest. The Lord is not pleased to have this spirit hindering and marring his work. He calls for men who will carry out his will, men who will be controlled by his Holy Spirit. Manuscript 159, December 8, 1898. Speak evil of no man.